Salam dear listeners and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu and today we have a beautiful bhajan, lovely, lively bhajan, adoring Lord Vithala. Here is how the first line of the bhajan flows.
Vithoba Vithala Panduranga.
So this is what we will learn now. As always, in this program, we will begin with the lyrics and then we'll move on to the tune, the raga. And then you're going to listen to a very beautiful conversation with Mr. Ajit Popat from United Kingdom, someone who has experienced decades of proximity with Bhagwan and also has been a beautiful instrument in his hands. He sharing his insights on what the Vithoba feel is all about. So let's begin the session. We will now get familiar with the lyrics of the bhajan.
Vithoba, Vithala, Panduranga, Panduranga, Hari, Panduranga, Vithoba, Vithala, Panduranga, Narahari, Ranga, Ranga, Panduranga, Purandara, Ranga, Panduranga, Panduranga, Hari, Panduranga.
Now that you know the lyrics, this is how this bhajan should be sung. Brother Ravi Kumar along with Brother Anirudh will now give us a slow demonstration.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale C sharp Pancham.
Vithoba Vithala Panduranga. Vithoba Vithala Panduranga. Vithoba Vithala Panduranga. Vithoba Vithala Panduranga. Panduranga Hari Panduranga.
the delightful bhajan on Lord Vithala, Brother Ravi Kumar and Anirudh gave us a beautiful demonstration. Like all Vithala bhajans, it is so lively and lovely, vibrant. So let us spend more time on the raga of the bhajan as well as on the feel of the bhajan. Of course, we'll go into the bhava section, but now let us talk about what makes this bhajan technically so very powerful. Anirudh is here to share with us his thoughts. So Anirudh, how did you feel when Ravi sir sang this bhajan?
Saram Vishu.
Saram.
The moment I heard Ravi sir singing this bhajan, actually I was reminded back of hearing this bhajan during my Balvikas days.
Oh, okay.
So it's a very old bhajan which I've heard from my childhood. And as you mentioned, the Vithala bhajans have a different energy in them altogether. It is more lively. And be it abhangs, the Marathi abhangs you take, they sing in Maharashtra, they're also very lively and energetic. So technically the raga behind that liveliness is nothing other than the simplest raga, which is Shankaravarnam or Bilawal in the Hindustani classical music. So all the notes are shuddh. And so what matters is the energy, the rhythm,
yes,
and the simple tune.
Yes.
So bhajans like
Vithala, Vithala, Hari Vithala, 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 Nama Bhajo Hari Vithala, Purandara Ranga Hare Vithala, Pandhari Ranga Hare Vithala, Jaya Panduranga Jaya Vithala, Jagadodhara Hari Vithala, Radhishyam Panduranga Vithale Rakumai, Panduranga Purandara Vithale Rakumai.
All are power packed.
Yes.
And it's very simple tune that everybody can follow. Similarly is
Vidhoba Vithala Panduranga.
It's a beautiful bhajan composed in Shankaravarnam.
I think it's always nice to have some of these Vithala bhajans towards the end of the bhajan session, isn't
yes.
it? It really adds up to that brightness and energy levels.
Yes, and even the simplicity is more appreciated.
Yes.
Because not many bhajans are that simple as the Namavalis. Like Bolo Narayana Jai Jai Vithala.
Yeah.
Vithala, Hari Vithala, though it's a different raga, but we can classify most of the Vithala bhajans into simple because the name is given most importance.
Yes.
And because most of the Vithala bhajans, you have the same lyrics. Either it might be Purandara Vithala, Panduranga Vithala, Radheshyam, Rakumai, Ranga.
Yes. You don't have to think about the lyrics at all, and the rhythm yes. just carries you.
Yes. Because the saints,
yes,
like Tukaram,
yes,
and Namdev, Gyandev,
yes,
all these great personalities inspired singing the name continuously.
Yes.
And that's what the Ashadha Ekadasi is all about, reminding the way they used to walk and do the what we call Nagar Sankirtan right now, I mean in the modern times. So they used to do that, and that itself is so inspiring that there is no need to, I mean, there is nothing more than just singing the name.
Yes.
In the sense, musically, if you see, adding some lyrics as to Daya Karo, Kripa Karo, or composing a song as to Vithala, please, Daya Karo. I don't think so. That kind of bhajans are there. Most of the Vithala bhajans are just the name itself.
Just the name.
Yes.
Absolutely. I think that's a very beautiful point that you made, you know. And they're all celebration.
Yes.
You know.
Lively.
Very lively. They're all dancing in joy that they have found the Lord.
Yes.
In fact, you know, even as I say this, I remember going many years back to Vithala Shrine.
Pandharpur.
Pandharpur.
Yes.
And it was very amazing to see that just outside the shrines, there were all these people, you know, they were dancing. They were holding each other's hand, all rural people. And I was wondering what is happening, you know, just outside the shrine. And then later on, I found out that it is a tradition. Like for generations, it has been there. These people would walk for miles and come for darshan. And after the darshan, they will dance. that they have seen the Lord. And you do it with so much of joy.
Yes.
You know? I mean, this is how the saints sort of left the tradition, and it's so beautifully being followed. And, you know, so the Vitthala bhajans are also of that flavor. Like, yes, you sing, and so your heart leaps in joy for
exactly
the Lord.
Exactly.
Wonderful. Of course, Puttaparthi, as you mentioned, the Ashadi Ekadashi always has that flavor.
Yes.
You have all these Varkaris.
Yes, yes, Varkaris coming from Dharmavaram to
Dharmavaram, yes,
Puttaparthi by
wonderful walk. It'd be nice. Let us also do a dhun before, yes, we go on to the specifics.
To
of
continue
the
in the same mood of
yes
blissful dance.
Yes.
Ranga.
Krishna Hari, Jai Jai Ram Krishna Hari,
Jai Jai Ram Krishna Hari,
Jai Jai Ram Krishna Hari,
Jai Jai Ram Krishna Hari,
Jai Jai Ram Krishna Hari,
Jai Jai Ram Krishna Hari,
Jai Jai Ram Krishna Hari,
Jai Jai Ram Krishna Hari,
Jai Jai Ram Krishna Hari,
Jai Jai Ram Krishna Hari,
Jai Jai Ram
पंढरीनाथ महाराज की
जय।
इट्स रियली इंटरेस्टिंग, भगवान इन हिज चाइल्डहुड फॉर्म द पंढरी भजन ग्रुप. यू नो, ही वांटेड टू एक्साइट पीपल,
यस,
डिवोशनली एक्साइट देम, And he thought there's no better way than do the bhajans of Lord Panduranga.
Yes.
It's really, it seems so interesting that, you know, being in South India, Anantapur, nobody has heard of Vithala.
Yes, yes.
Out of nowhere, Swami wanted Vithala bhajans.
Pandari Bhajan group.
Yes. I think it's really such a beautiful component of Sai bhajans are the Vithala bhajans.
No doubt. Yes.
Amazing. Okay, so we can keep talking. Let's do the swaras.
Yes, we'll come back to the swaras because as we did the dhun, we were actually going swara by swara. Jai Jai Ram Krishna Hari Dhan Ga Sa Re Ga Ma. We are actually going step by step. Jai Jai Ram Re Ga Ma. So we did a travel of the Arohana and Avarohana of Shankaravarnam through Jai Jai Ram Krishna Hari.
Wow.
So let's know the swaras for each line of this bhajan too. The first line.
Vithoba Vithala Panduranga Nini Sa Nini Dha Papa Magari Sa
Nini Sa Nini Dha Papa Magari Sa
Next two lines are same as Panduranga Hari Panduranga, and the second time Panduranga Hari Panduranga. So the same set of swaras follow for these two lines.
So we'll do the beat.
The beat of this bhajan is 8 beat, Aditalam or Kaherva in the classical music. We'll have the count. 1, 2, 3, 4 1, 2, 3, 4 1, 2, 3, 4
Vithoba Vithala Panduranga
Vithoba Vithala Panduranga
Panduranga Hari Panduranga
Panduranga Hari Panduranga
Beautiful. I think that was a lovely session. Thank you so much, Arvind Sai and Anirudh.
Thank you,
Bishu. Sairam.
Sairam.
So with that, we are done now with the raga. We are done with the tala. And it's time now to ruminate on the bhajan. It's time now to contemplate on what this bhajan can do to us. And how we can benefit the most from this bhajan. Here is a beautiful conversation with Mr. Ajit Popat from United Kingdom. Sai Ram and welcome once again, Ajit Popat sir, to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. The bhajan that we have for this week, for this episode, is an energetic bhajan. generally all bhajans on Vithala are filled with so much of vibrancy. And, you know, when we were doing this bhajan, I thought one person who always is a live wire, who always is so much full of energy and dynamism for Bhagwan is you. So there is no better person than you to really reflect on the beautiful, colorful and energizing God, Lord Vithala. I mean, we just also celebrated Ashadi Ekadasi. So, and you are someone also who has spent a lot of time in Maharashtra, I guess. So maybe if you can just help us, how we can connect to Bhagwan more as we chant these beautiful names of the Lord, Vithala, Panduranga, Vithoba, Rakumai, Ranga. So please, share your thoughts.
Om Sri Sai Ram. My dear listeners, at the very outset, I consider this as a great fortune because Brother Pushti invited me to come and share my views on this particular bhajan, which is full of power and energy, full power. And it is also not a coincidence that, because as Swami says very rightly, that there are no accidents in life. They are all incidents. This particular bhajan, which is going to be played later on, or maybe you have heard it before this talk has started, that this bhajan particularly, I also sang in front of Swami in Mandir itself.
Oh, wow.
I had come here, I had come with a charter flight. We were about 300 devotees and we were sitting in the Mandir, and Bhagwan very graciously and gracefully came inside the Mandir and he asked me, I was sitting right in the first chair line, and he said, Papa, are you going to sing? I said, yes, Swami. He said, if you are going to sing, then pointing at all our mothers and sisters, he said, they all will run away. So Swami was in a very jovial mood. And my bhajan, according to the program that we had charted out, was the last bhajan, and that was the Vithala bhajan. Panduranga Vithala, 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 Vithala. Like when we go to Tirupati Balaji, it is Govinda, 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 Govinda. Right. Now, as I commence deliberation on this particular bhajan, brothers and sisters, I would like to first of all tell you that there are certain names which are very closely associated with this particular bhajan. Like the word Vithala, Panduranga, Raghumai, Pundarika, you see, Warkari.
Yes.
Warkari is the people who actually walk all the way from their respective villages and they go right up to Pandharpur to, and they reach in such a way, the time frame is such that they reach on Ashadi day and then they worship. And they, once in a year, they also go on Kartik Purnima. Then there is another, and those who actually walk as a pilgrimage towards Pandharpur, they are known as Dandis, you see. This is also a Marathi word. You see, those who are actually part of the procession. And while they this Warkari, as they are called, we, in simple language, we can say that they are Yatris, you see, in a very free translation, I'm saying, or you can say that the pilgrimage people, you see, those who are in a pilgrimage going to the Pandharpur to worship the Lord Vithala. But there is one particular thing which I would like to highlight, that the most famous and prominent devotee and the person and the personality of Pundarik, is mentioned all the time that he was a great devotee and he was an exemplary devotee and he was so much devoted to his own parents that when Lord, by the way, Lord Vithala is one of the name of Lord Vishnu.
Yes.
Right. So Vishnu, Lord Vishnu was so pleased with his devotion that he came down actually to bless him. But our friend Pundarik was actually serving his old parents. And he was actually doing their seva in the spirit of Matrudevo Bhava, Pitrudevo Bhava. And when Vishnu did not come, of course, with Shankh Chakra Gadadhari, he came in his ordinary, you know, unassuming format. And then he wanted to bless him and also give him the darshan and make him realize that the Lord is here. But that was to come subsequently. But while this was going on and he was doing the seva, he was just looking, because during those days there were no armchair, there were no wonderful cushion, there were no wonderful sofa sets. So we are talking about the time when, by the way, I'm just telling you that Pandharpur village, which I also visited as a student from Pune when I was studying in Ferguson College. I went actually on a motorcycle, not as a Warkari. But brothers and sisters, it actually gets associated, if you look into the history of Pandharpur village, that is between 12th and 13th century. We are now in 21st century. But the completion of the entire format of the temple which you now see is something related to 17th century. So it is almost 400 years old. And I must also share with you that Bhagwan himself had gone there and sanctified the temple, and he actually materialized a nath, they call it, you know, the earring, in a very, again, free translation of the nath Marathi word, and Bhagwan actually decorated the present statue of Rukmani. Anyway, coming back to Pundarik, what happened was that there was a small brick, it was nearby him, so he just threw it. He just chucked it and he said that whosoever is there, you wait there. And probably he gave it with the intention of either he can stand some safely in one corner, or maybe he can use it as a seat and sit down. Lord accepted the brick and he stood there. And when he was standing there for a long time, our friend was taking his own sweet time, then he had to put both his hands on his vest. And that is actually the figure of Panduranga. You see, the Lord is described in that manner, that Katibaddha. You know, he was actually holding his wrist and standing there waiting for Pundarik to finish his task and come and take the blessing. Now, another thing, for the sake of sharing this wonderful episode of Pundarik, I must tell you that Pundarik in his young age and in his adulthood, he was a very nasty person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Most of you people are not aware of this, but if I take you back to the history of his character, he used to really ill-treat his parents. And he used to curse them, and he used to abuse them, and he used to ill-treat them and maltreat them. And he never thought of any idea, he had no concept of doing service to the parents. It so happened that one day he visited a place where a young person was actually doing the seva. And then this man was sitting there and reflecting that how this man is worshipping his own parent as God himself. Matru Devo Bhava, Pitru Devo Bhava. Mother is God, father is God. This is the Mahavakya of Swami quoted from the Taittiriya Upanishad. So when he actually saw this young man servicing his parents, he realized that, look at the transformation that took place by just one particular positive incident and thought. He went on contemplating upon it and he said, here is a man who is worshipping his parents, whereas I am cursing them, ill-treating them. And then there was a real sense of repentance. And this highlights that no wonder our Bhagwan, Sri Satya Sai Baba, is known as Prema Avatara, Paripurna Avatara and Pratyaksha Avatara. No matter how you are, what you are, past is past. Past is gone. Live in present. And Bhagwan also used to say, not only in this present, live in omnipresence. Realize the omnipresence of God and live in presence. So Bhagwan is all forgiving and giving. So this Pundarik, who really got transferred by this particular incident, decided that from that moment, he will not ill-treat his parents. And that's how his entire life changed. And then he was so devoted to his parents, and he was so committed. There was no question of time, there was no question of space, there was no question of getting tired. That reminds me, one day Swami told me in Kodaikanal, Puppet, only hired people get tired. Devotees don't get tired.
Only hired people get tired.
Only hired people get tired. Devotees don't get tired. Only hired people and people, the worldly people, they get old. Devotees don't get old. Devotees only grow in experience and devotion.
Wow.
It's when you ask somebody that how old are you, and if he says 80 years, you will find that there is a spark in his eyes and there is a glow on his face if he is a real devotee. He has grown in his devotion. He doesn't get old. He dies also consciously. You see, anyway, we're coming back to the main subject of Ashadi Ekadashi, Varkari, Lord Vithala, Panduranga, and we will focus on that how Pundarik's life entirely got transformed by that one beautiful incident, which he took it in real sense as his own example for transformation, and then made a resolution and determination and dedication towards that Matru Devo Bhava, Pitru Devo Bhava, and he served entire his life. That is why they say that his example is quoted even after 400 years, that if there is a devotee during Vithala's time, when Lord Vithala was in, you know, Pandharpur. Pandharpur is a very dignified, very sanctified and very amazingly beautiful place where faith is living and vibrant. You can imagine people walking for 21 days here. People from Maharashtra, they come 3 days before in Dharmavaram. From there, they come along with the palki, and all the way they are reciting the name of the Lord, Vithala, Panduranga, Littala, Panduranga, and they ultimately finally reach here on Ashadi morning. They offer the ತುಳಸಿ ಮಾಲಾ. ತುಳಸಿ ಸಿ ಸಖಿ ಸಿವೆ ಪಾಪಹಾರಿಣಿ ಪುಣ್ಯದೆ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ನಾರದನುತೆ ನಮೋ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಪ್ರಿಯ. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದ ನಾರಾಯಣ? ತುಳಸಿ. ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ತುಳಸಿ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಪ್ಲಾಂಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎ ಫ್ರೂಟ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಯಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಆಸ್ಪಿಷಿಯಸ್ ಅಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ಆಯುರ್ವೇದಿಕ್ ಮೆಡಿಕಲ್ ಬೆನಿಫಿಟ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಶಿ ಗಿವ್ಸ್. ಬಟ್ ದ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಶಿ ಹೆಸ್ ಗಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಎ ಫ್ರೆಗ್ನೆನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೋ ಕ್ಯೂರೇಟಿವ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಶಿ ಡಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೈಲೆಂಟ್ಲಿ. There are no side effects, there are no long-term effects or side effects. So anyway, coming back to Pundarik, Lord was waiting, waiting and waiting, and finally when he finished the seva, he came outside and he said, yes, you have been waiting for me for a long time. In the history of avatar, Dasha Avatar, only Pundarik made Lord waiting, whereas in the normal way, the devotees are waiting for the Lord to appear and give blessing. Here the Lord was waiting to give him the blessing. This is what exactly Baba was doing. Normally people go to temple and they go inside, they walk all the way and they go inside and the Lord is standing. Like if you go to Tirupati Balaji, Lord Venkateshwara is all the time there, 24 hours a day, 24/7. But the devotees walk. Whereas here in Prashanti Nilayam, under the golden roof of Sai Kulwant Hall, you are sitting and God is walking. And he was giving darshan, prema avatara. And he never distinguished. He had no concern whether you are ugly or beautiful, whether you are rich or poor, whether illiterate or a scholar. For him, everyone was his child. And he was there to bless, give the grace, give the prasadam of vibhuti, his darshanam, sparshanam, sambhashanam, ashirvadam, and above all, his anugraha. And with that, he was sanctifying our life. Ashadi Ekadasi, actually this idea of going on a pilgrimage up to Pandharpur and walking such a long distance, and mind and the body gets tired. Brother Pishi, brother, body is bound to get, because it has got limitations. But the determination of the mind is so powerful that the body drags on. And then a stage comes when going as a team of devotees and singing together, it becomes such a vibrant experience that you forget the pain. You simply forget the pain. You just not worried about it. Your mind is saturated to go and have the darshan of Vithala and Rakumai in Pandharpur. And I think this will give you some idea that no matter what our past is, Swami lives in present. And when I say that, it is not that God, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, walked on the earth. He is still there walking with among us. Unfortunately, puppet is not able to visualize it, actualize it, because he has never considered this aspect of devotion. We must believe that chair which is kept in Mahasamadhi Mandir or any satsang or in any even our home, you know, in our domestic way, we always have a small room wherever it is possible and we keep Swami's chair. That chair is not empty. God is there. First, accept it, meditate upon it, contemplate upon it. As Swami said, first concentration, then contemplation, then meditation. First visualize it, then actualize it, and then you will really see him. If Pundarik can make Lord Vithala stand there for, I don't know how many hours, but for a quite considerable time, because his parents were very, very old. They needed his help for everything. So the festival of Ashadi has given us two beautiful messages. Number one, past is past. Let's start a new day, new devotion life, new life saturated with divine love and in consideration of all his grace and blessing. And number two, that Lord is with us and we must move towards, like Warkari people, they walk all the way to Pandharpur. We must start from this very moment our journey towards God.
And I think the other also very important point is how Swami is so pleased with the devotee when they are serving their parents with all their heart, mind and soul. I think the Lord did not mind waiting for hours because here was someone who considered a father and mother as God and served them with all heart.
Brother Pushti, I'll tell you, it was year 2010. It was the Ishwarama Day, 6th of May. Swami himself had gone to do the puja. Yes. In the Samadhi Mandir of mother and father And since it was the Ishwaramma day, it was a very holy, auspicious day and a very important festival. And when Bhagwan came in the veranda, Bhagwan actually, I was sitting on the edge of the ramp as he enters into with the chair in the veranda. And Swami actually came straight to me and he said, Puppet, Baba said it in Hindi, I will repeat and then translate it. Main maa ke paas gaya tha. I had gone to mother and I did pradikshana. God Almighty, Baba came and told me that I did pradikshana of Ishwaramma and my respected father with reverence and with devotion. And Swami was weeping like a child. And then Bhagwan told me that Puppet, let there be a puppet show and you talk about my mother. Mm-hmm. And I am very fortunate to share this, that I was given the opportunity to speak on Ishwaramma Day.
Wow.
Three Ishwaramma Day festival I celebrated with Swami in Kodaikanal. I also participated in the Narayan Seva. So I have seen that Baba actually, if Pundarik was the ideal son and worshipping Vithala, let me tell you, Lord Vithala himself is the ideal son serving his own parents and showing us an example how parents should be revered, respected and nourished and out of sheer gratitude of having, because they are the cause of bringing us physically in this world. So they are the first one. Our first introduction is with mother. And then father is, who is waiting outside in the reception, he is given the good news by the sister that, sir, congratulations, baby boy is born. You can go now. So the next introduction is father. So we must remember this aspect of it from this particular festival of Ashadi.
Yeah. And the other important word that comes in this bhajan is Narahari. Narahari Ranga.
Narahari Ranga. He is Narayana also and Janardana also. Yes. And also Narahari. Yes. So it is through his name. Yes.
So, I mean, Narahari means you have Hari who came in the form of a Nara.
Yeah. And the Nari has the ability to become Hari also.
Yeah. The descent.
Yeah. Depends upon your state of mind. Depends upon the intensity of your devotion. You can even, as Bami says, that a stage comes when you and I are one, so hum, you know.
So I think this aspect of the divine coming in a human form, the divine encapsulating himself in a form that our limited minds can at least experience to some extent, I feel is one very, very beautiful facet of this relationship with God. Because, you know, that is how we experience that love. Because I remember talking to a very senior devotee who said that, you know, once the avatar leaves, you don't know what we have lost. Because, you know, yes, the avatar is complete consciousness. He's there everywhere. And, you know, once we lose our body consciousness, yes, we will become one with that. But he said, you know what? But once we lose our body consciousness, we cannot experience him also because we have become that. It is so many rishis, they long to preserve their body, waiting for when the Lord will come in a human form, because that bliss they cannot experience otherwise.
Very true. Very true. The droplet in the ocean has become ocean itself.
Yeah. So you are saying that is the reason why, you know, Vishwamitra and Valmiki, all these people, they were waiting for Lord Rama's advent because they wanted to live with the Lord and experience the joy.
Enjoy the proximity at physical level in the conscious manner.
In a conscious manner.
Yeah.
So, and so you have, you know, I think when people develop that kind of a relationship, very intimate relationship with the Lord, when the avatar comes, it becomes easy. And after that, you carry on. When you have a Vithala, you know, so people go there, they feel that, you know, one of their own is there. They connect to that Vithala as their beloved, as their dearest friend, as their heartthrob, you know. I think that is the reason why when people go there, they are so much filled of joy and ananda, and that's how I think that whole place pulsates with that much of ecstasy.
It is, you see, Pandharpur or place like Shirdi or place like Tirupati Balaji, they are saturated with so much of intensity of the devotee's faith and devotion that you really feel that the Lord is there. And that is one of the reasons that these places are very sanctified. And Bhagwan Ramakrishna Paramahamsadeva always used to say that because he was an ardent devotee of Ma Kali, and he was actually in Dakshineshwar, if you go there, Master used to stand from the veranda. He could see Kali, but he used to spend most of the time in the veranda of Kali temple. Because that is the place where people have gone with so much of devotion, and that place has become very vibrant. So that faith that every atom of that place is lifts you up. In anu anu kan kan kshan kshan. Every moment that place is vibrant with the Vithala, 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 Vithala. It's amazing, I'm telling you. It's a kind of experience that one has to see and experience it, you see.
And I think these Vithala bhajans can do that to us as we keep chanting. You know, our every pore of our being can pulsate like that. Every And some of these Vithala bhajans are so powerful. You know, you get lost in them. And I think that's what probably Swami would want us. I mean, the very fact that, you know, he started his bhajan group as a Pandari bhajan group. And, you know, that is how the whole...
Pandari bhajan is that Panduranga bhajan only.
Panduranga bhajan. So the whole... Swami wanted this bhajan movement to be such a vibrant institution.
Correct,
and,
yeah.
And I think that is the reason how, you know, you have people, no matter what religion they belong to, people, even if they don't believe God, even if they don't believe Swami, but they love bhajans. You know, bhajans have been such a huge...
Absolutely. You look at the Sufi songs, you know,
yes.
They are uplifting you because they are also addressed to the Lord only. All the ghazals, all the kawalis, they are addressed to the Lord only.
Yes.
See, you take any religion.
Yes.
See. And it transports you in a different world altogether,
yes.
You see, where you are not at physical level.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, let us hope and pray that we will take the example and learn something from the character of Pundarik, that if we have made any mistakes in the past, knowingly or unknowingly, consciously or unconsciously, advertly or inadvertently, and then we... Let us take a resolution today, because another 2 days' time it will be a Guru Dakshina time. Because Guru Purnima is coming, but Guru Dakshina also must be given. Na? Guru gives the Ashirwad, but
yes.
We are supposed to be in Indian tradition, or in any tradition for that example, for that matter, that master must be honored. So Guru Dakshina, let us give Guru Dakshina that Baba, from today we will make our life devotional. We may not be able to reach the level of Pundarik, right? But at least we will be very courteous, very honorable, and very devoted to our own parents.
Yes.
Yeah. You see. So that will be a good beginning. And then come next Ashadi, and then we will again dwell upon that within 1 year, how much Vithala's grace we have received.
Yes. Wonderful. And I think to help us in this endeavor, Swami has given us these bhajans. We should utilize these bhajans.
Absolutely.
To ruminate on the life of such exalted souls, so that, you know, at least a little of the devotion that they exemplified rubs off into our lives, gets into our consciousness, and, you know, ultimately Swami is happy. Swami is proud that, yeah, here is my devotee. Wonderful, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, dear brothers and sisters. Thank you very much, Radio Sai, for inviting me and to share my little views on the subject matter, and also reminding my own self that I need to also dedicate with determination to the devotional life. Jai Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. So that was Mr. Ajit Popat from London, sharing his insights on this lovely composition. So with that, we come to the final lap of this session. You will now listen to the Prashanti Mandir version of this lovely bhajan.
Vithoba Vithala Panduranga.
Vithoba Vithala Panduranga.
Vithoba Vithala Panduranga.
Pandurangaa,
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 Pandurangaa.
So, dear listeners, with that, it's time to draw the curtains on this episode of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. As always, if you have any queries or comments, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. If you know of any beautiful bhajan that used to be sung in the 60s and 70s, please do share that with us. If you have any other comments, you are most welcome. We are looking forward to reviving some of these beautiful bhajans which Bhagwan enjoyed way back in the years before the students started singing in the Prashanti Nilayam Mandir. We pray to Bhagwan that this endeavor helps us to enrich our lives, even as we bring back some of these beautiful compositions that were offered to Bhagwan in the early years. Thank you so much. Saram. Commemorating the happy occasion of Guru Purnima 2018, Radio Sai offers you a new audio special series, Sama, Feelings as Soulful Songs.
Gurur Brahma, Gurur Vishnu, Gurur Devo Maheshwara.
Heralding every Prashanti festival on radiosai.org, you will find a lovely melody.
Maitri Bhajata Akhila Rajetri.
So as we await every Prashanti celebration, a new offering of Sama awaits you on radiosai.org.